This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But the biggest thing that kind of happened over the weekend outside of this Bregman news is Tarek Skubal. Dude. Threw less than 100 pitches, complete game shutout, 13 strikeouts, and zero free passes.
Throwing it back, making the old baseball fan happy. That's what
starting pitchers used to do.
Dude, that gets,
back when men were men.
That gets my pants really tight.
Dude, it got me pretty hot as well.
Yeah, he threw a Maddux, and that's really, really hard to do.
I saw that, and I grabbed my girlfriend. I'm like, we are going upstairs right now.
It's really hard to throw a complete game under 100 pitches. And to get 13 Ks and zero walks, I'd like to know the last time somebody threw a complete game and had 10 Ks and no walks.
What's the game score on that?
What's his plus minus out on the field?
Well, and not only that, to end the game on 102.6 mile per hour pitch.
That's insane. Like, it's the fastest pitch recorded by a starter.
I think that's what I saw. Yeah.
I think that's what they say. Like a true starter, minimum starts or something.
Yeah, we gotta take a look at this Tarek Skubal line and see how it compares to some of the more recent outings.
It came at the right time too, because I just finished watching this Maddux documentary on MLB Network. Absolutely fascinating.
Apparently, it is just referred to as a Maddux. I had no idea.
Yep, 100, under 100 pitches in a complete game is a Maddux, because he did it like 25 times in his career.
How can someone do that, and then now nobody can do that, apparently?
Well, you know, Rop and I talked about this a little bit, you know, a couple weeks ago on Primetime, that, you know, to continue to be good at something, you need to continuously do it. And that might be the problem that Major League, you know, I might be opening a can of worms here, but that might be the problem that Major League Baseball's kind of run into right now, is they're so conservative with starters. It's like, you give me five, and you're out, and I'm going to the bullpen. And it's done as an advantage, and I see the theory. I completely understand the strategy, but it is also not stretching pitchers out. You know, like if you want to be a great golfer, Joe, do you go out and only do 13 holes? No, you do all 18.
Last couple rounds I should have quit at 13.
But you know what I mean? You can't get better at golf if you're only doing 13 holes. You got to do the whole 18. So
this is the most ever strikeouts for a Maddux, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many Maddoxes have there been? You got Maddux stats?
I don't know. Skubal's 13 strikeouts are the most ever by a pitcher in a Maddux, passing the previous mark of 12 shared by Cookie Carrasco, 2014.
That's my boy.
Cliff Lee, 2011.
Oh, that's my boy, too.
And Sandy Koufax, 1964.
Bum. I never heard of that guy.
Didn't wear a Cleveland jersey.
Didn't wear a Cleveland jersey. Don't care. Cliff Lee, man. Ooh, he was good.
He wasn't bad, no. Maybe this is, I don't know. Maybe he is just one of a kind. I texted you today, is he the best pitcher in baseball? And when he's, obviously it's, you know, recency bias when you see a line like this, like, best pitcher in baseball.
Right. But I think the answer is yes. He won a Cy Young last year. So let's talk about who could be the competition. Yoshi's having a great year.
Yeah, and it's,
Max Fried is the hammer of my fantasy team right now. I know Rop's all over Yoshi. I'm all over Max Fried. And then there's Skeens out there who's still pitching well. Crochet, as we were talked about last. But I think the answer, you know, I love the boys in Seattle still. Gilbert and Kirby, you know, they're not going anywhere. But I think the answer is Skubal. I think it has to be.
Because we see one-off Cy Young years.
Totally.
All the time.
Ubaldo.
Yeah.
First one that comes to our mind.
So it's, who was R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey. Throws a knuckleball. Won himself a Cy Young.
Love R.A. Dickey. So to see when someone has a Cy Young season like Skubal did last year and then backs it up with another great season in a performance like this. Like, you want to see that longevity, and as long as he continues to do it, like right now, he is the best pitcher in baseball.
I also think it helps that, I mean, his team is really exciting. They're kind of young. They're kind of flashy. AJ Hinch, for as much grief as he deserves for his actions or no actions in Houston, he's a damn good manager. And I think he knows that Skubal is not a guy to throw five innings and pull. You got to let the beast go. Jack Flaherty, you might pull him after five. If he's dealing, you might let him go six or seven. But I think it really benefits Skubal that he had playoff experience last year, won a trophy last year, and this team is really good, maybe the best team in baseball.
Also, just looking at his career line, never pitched a complete game, never had a shutout before. So I think even at a certain point in that game, there might have been talks in the clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the bullpen about, you know, what he was doing. And Hinch is like, he's never thrown a complete, no shutout.
No.
Like, all right, let's just keep riding this. And again, the pitch count was good enough to where it's like, dude,
you get done with the eighth and you're in the 80s of pitching.
Yeah, it's like, dude, we're still rolling with
you're
this.
Going back out there.
Yeah. Well, and there's too many managers, too, in this league that would just go with the analytics and, we're halfway through
and
the that, third and, time
and,
the lineup.
And that's kind of what I mean. Like, that's the strategy, and I get the strategy.
I hate that. No, I don't.
I completely understand it, but it kind of reminds me of, like, when you're up by three at the end of the game and you foul so they can't get a three-point shot. It's a great strategy. I just think it's kind of bush.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
Carl Anthony Towns hurt his knee real bad.
It's been injured since last game.
He is not happy.
He was grabbing it at the end of the last game, and he was grabbing it at the beginning of this one. So.
Like you said, it looks so hard for them.
Dude, it's just everything. Yeah.
Some of those situations call for just the feel of the game, right? It's not necessarily about the strategy itself, but it's about knowing how and when to implement it.
And
that's,
Yeah, I think that's why a guy like A.J. Hinch is so great, because he's got, you know, the Snitker and Melvin in him of the old school, but he's also got, you know, the Craig Council of the new school. And I think that's what makes him such a great manager. And I think that's why the Tigers sit here with the best record in baseball still, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You have to excuse my ignorance, guys. I've been off the grid for
You're good.
For a while.
I would think too, as far as complete games go, this season, I bet you we have had less than five so far to start the year.
Yeah, I know Nathan Eovaldi threw one. I know Skubal threw one.
I mean, I first was going to say less than three, but I was like, that's pretty low. We got to have at least less than five. But honestly, when you think about it,
it's a dead stat. I mean, wins are more dead than that. But the quality start is, you know, the best litmus test. And I, you know, I don't mean to keep bringing up fantasy, but that's what you notice in fantasy. Like, we got rid of wins years ago, and we play with quality starts, and they are so hard to come by these days that if quality starts are hard to come by, complete games are going to be even more difficult.
All right, I got a list of all the complete games. We got Skubal from the other day, Steven Kolek for the Padres on the 10th of May, so that's two, Eric Fetty on the 9th of May, that's three, Michael King on April 13th.
Oh, that's right. I remember Michael King.
That's four. And then Nathan Eovaldi on April 1st. No jokes there. So there are five exactly.
There are five. Yeah. That was opening day for him.
I'm seeing, May 17th or 18th, Paul Skeens threw his first complete game, but he lost. No. So the Pirates, because they suck, gave Skeens a 1-0 loss because,
Randy Johnson.
Maybe he went, eight? Any? I don't know. My math and baseball.
Yeah, like eight
Citizens
on the road.
Bank Park. I don't know. Citizens Bank Park would be where they play in Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, they're
on
the
Citizens, Citizens Bank's
in Philly.
Yeah. Well, they can't call it a complete... See, that's stupid.
Yeah, because he didn't pitch nine innings.
Yeah.
Well, then the Baseball Reporter then sucks, because I'm literally looking at a headline that says first complete game thrown.
Yeah, his first career complete game in an eight-inning 1-0 loss.
Hey, Alex Stump, thanks.
I don't think
that's wrong.
Does a complete game count if you go eight innings, but you don't see the ninth because your team gets walked off?
It sure doesn't, because you didn't play in the ninth.
But yeah. I thought technically it was the game, so it is... By asterisk definition, a complete game.
Yeah. Now I'm confused.
No, you're not walked off. It's because they had the lead, so you didn't pitch in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly. You didn't have to.
Yes. Yeah. So you didn't pitch a whole game. Sorry, man.
So them's his fault,
rules. I don't make them up. I just enforce them and find a way to make them make sense. Yeah. They don't always make sense. But sometimes they do.
Well, those damn
sometimes they don't.
Those damn Pirates are pretty good, and Tarik Skubal is still really good. Regardless of what season it is.
I think the Tigers are great. I regret my Cleveland bet at A&A instantly. I think that team is really good. Riley Green had a slow start, but he's really bringing it up right now. Spencer Torkelson's back from the grave. This team's good. If they had an Alex Bregman, they would be even better. I'm going to bang on that drum the whole time. Alex Bregman should have signed in Detroit.
Well, I am intrigued to see what happens. Maybe not in the top of the AL Central, but the rest of the AL Central, sans the Chicago White Sox, because you have the Twins, Guardians, Royals all separated by two games, and they will definitely be jockeying for a wild card spot. If not one, two, maybe all three. Just like last year? No, the Twins did not make the playoffs last year. So the three...
The three were Cleveland, Detroit, and KC.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. KC ran into the Yanks. Tigers-Cleveland was a great series.
Well, Cleveland won the division. Kansas City and Detroit were wild cards. And I'm trying to remember who
Detroit played Cleveland in the first round, and Kansas City played the Yankees.
Well, I'm literally on the page. Oh, yeah, my Orioles won the other.
Well, Kansas City played the Orioles.
Yeah.
And then they played the Yankees.
All right, let's forget about that. Let's get off this subject.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.